We are joined now from WVXU in Cincinnati, Ohio, by Chris DeSemio, a financial consultant and stockbroker. We've spoken with him before. Mr. DeSemio, if you listen to what's going on in the Senate today about Enron, and you have money in the market, don't you have to question anything you've ever done financially?
It is cause for alarm. And these are the kinds of questions that investors would rather not be forced to think about. And it's amazing to have this kind of conversation or to be thinking about, you know, the validity, easy for some people to say, of financial statements after the lousy 2 years, two consecutive terrible years we've had in the market. So this probably couldn't come at a worse time for investor psyche.
We are paying attention to Enron. Big question is, what about other companies, corporations that are out there that could be in trouble and we as investors have no way of knowing about them?
Well, that is the dark cloud hanging over the market that was really responsible for the 220-point drop we saw in the Dow yesterday. A number of companies are being forced now to answer in detail things that they had assumed the investment community took for granted. Tyco International, for instance, was compelled to explain transactions that they actually had disclosed in their annual reports.
What do you do as a financial consultant? All of a sudden, your universe seems to shift here, and you start to question all of your judgments. Is there a way to go back through the records and sort of reassure yourself or find out information that you hadn't thought to look for before?
Well, the one thing you do is you make sure that when you see a news item on a particular company, that you verify it yourself. Now, with access to the internet so easily available, there's no excuse for someone to hear a rumor around the water cooler and act on it without at least going to the internet themselves and making sure that the story that they think they're acting on has come from a reputable source and is not merely water cooler chatter.
If you get a telephone call and somebody says, "I'm out. Give me my money back. I'm through with this game." Could you blame that person?
It's not hard to blame people for feeling that way, but the simple fact does remain that going back now to somewhere around 1803, that the average rate of return on equity still remains about 10%. Typically, market bottoms are accompanied by unreasoning fear. Certainly, one thing has not changed, and that is that the only way to feel better about what's happening now is to remember to take a long-term approach to it and also to keep in mind that assets that you're going to be spending and converting to cash for college or a home or any large purchase within the next few years shouldn't be in the market in the first place. And if you keep that in mind, then you can weather the storm and give yourself time and breathing room to dig into these types of questions without feeling like you're really under the gun.
On the other hand, you could have a reasonable fear that things are just really going to get worse if these big hotshot corporations are falling fast.
Well, that's always out there. And so far, what we've seen is this happening one at a time, kind of like a case of chicken pox working its way through a group of third graders. First one gets it, then another, then a couple. This week it's Tyco, and next week, you know, who knows who it could be. But in this kind of environment, which is, again, one characterized by more caution than anything else, there's a tendency for people to sell first and ask questions later. It was interesting to see General Electric, for example, this morning reiterate its earlier stance on what this quarter's earnings are going to be. The only reason they did that was to soothe the market and reassure them that this, at least this quarter, that General Electric is not the next Tyco.
Chris DeSemio, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Chris DeSemio, a financial consultant and stockbroker. He joined us from WVXU in Cincinnati.